Well, thanks for joining us as we, this year, are going through the Gospels. As we get started, I wanted to introduce you to the Gospel writers. A couple days ago, we looked at Matthew, yesterday, Mark, and today, let me introduce you to Dr. Luke, the third Gospel writer. I want to introduce you by reading Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, Luke says, I too decided to write an orderly account to you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. So let's think about Luke. Think about words like analytical, fact finder, detailed, researcher. These are the words that describe Luke, the physician, the gospel writer, and the author of Acts. Luke's careful investigation produced 28% of the New Testament. Luke gained his information from original sources. He tracked down eyewitnesses to learn the details of Christ's life. More than likely, he gained the facts about Jesus' birth and childhood from Mary herself. Many believe he had contact with Herod's officials as he mentions Herod's thoughts about Jesus throughout his Gospels. He wanted to know the certainty of the things that were being taught. Luke wrote his book for two reasons. One reason was that he wanted to confirm the faith of a man named Theophilus. He wrote to prove that following Jesus was based on historical fact. The second reason was that Luke desired to demonstrate that Jesus was the Son of Man who had been rejected by Israel, and that he offered salvation to all who would believe. Luke's desire was more than simply reporting the facts. He traveled with Paul and put his life on the line in order to share the message about Jesus. Father Luke reminds us that we need to know the truths about Jesus in order to share them with confidence. Help us, as we journey through the Gospels, to embrace the life of Christ and fall in love with him all over again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.